USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is contradicting the White House in an interview on MSNBC after saying she expects another full year of uncomfortably high inflation.
You know, we're likely to see another year in which 12-month inflation numbers remain very uncomfortably high.
Earlier in the day, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki suggested inflation would moderate at the end of this year and that the high inflation would only be temporary. Baseball fans are now counting down since the Major League lockout is over. Players will start reporting to spring training camps in Arizona and Florida this weekend. Games will start next week but won't last as long since opening day is now set for April 7th. Both sides reached a new five-year labor deal after more than 3 months of negotiations. This ensures a full season of 162 games with the two missed series to be rescheduled. This is USA Radio News.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Arrests and deportations by U.S. Immigration and Customs officials plummeted in fiscal year 2021 as the agency entered what it calls a new era under the Biden administration, which directed officers to focus on detaining immigrants with serious criminal convictions. ICE deportation officers arrested 74,082 immigrants in fiscal year 2021, which ended in October, a 28% drop from 2020, when arrests also decreased sharply because of the start of the coronavirus pandemic. The agency carried out 59,011 deportations in 2021, an all-time low, even though more people are coming into the country illegally. A car crashed into a Washington, D.C. restaurant, sending 8 people to the hospital. One person identified as an adult female had died, and 4 others have life-threatening injuries, according to D.C. police officials. All of the victims who have been identified as adults were outside eating at the restaurant at the time of the crash. 3 other people were assessed at the scene and not taken to the hospital. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, the being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
A bipartisan government spending bill has been passed to help Ukraine.
The U.S. Senate passed a massive bill to fund the government and provide new Ukraine-related aid. The $1.5 trillion government spending bill, which includes $13.6 billion in aid tied to Ukraine, will head to President Joe Biden's desk. The Senate's vote comes less than 2 days after the bill was introduced. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The number of people worldwide who have died because of the pandemic in its first 2 years may total more than 18 million, according to a new study. That's 3 times more than the global death toll from COVID-19 that's been reported, which crossed 6 million earlier this week. New research published in the peer-reviewed journal called The Lancet analyzed data from 74 countries and 266 states and territories between January 1st, 2020 and December 31st, 2021. The scientists calculated excess deaths, a measure of how many more people died than would be expected had the pandemic not occurred. That means the estimate accounts for both people killed by COVID directly, confirmed and undiagnosed cases, as well as those deaths that may be indirectly attributed to the pandemic. Examples in the latter category include people with serious medical conditions who were unable to seek timely care because hospitals were full or overburdened, people who died by suicide, and those who died due to a lack of essential services. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.